Thank you and good evening. The murder of Father Eric Fried at the rectory at St. Joseph's Parish in January has sparked an outcry from community members about public safety. On Wednesday evening, elected officials, law enforcement representatives, clergy, and mental health professionals will host a public forum at the Warfinger Building from 3 o'clock until 5 p.m. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and Sheriff Mike Downey, along with Undersheriff Billy Hansall, District Attorney Paul Gallegos, and representatives from the State Probation Department will be on hand to discuss public safety and get community feedback. Much criticism has been aimed at the fact that the man accused of killing Father Fried, Gary Bullock, was released from county jail just after midnight on the morning of the murder. Sheriff Downey has maintained that jail staff acted properly and in line with department and state regulations. Downey said his office is open to any suggestions about changing jail release policies, which mirror those of every other county in the state. Eureka police arrested David Geeter at a C Street apartment building early this morning following a six-hour standoff overnight. Officers were called to the scene after a report of shots fired was received, and further investigation revealed that Geeter is suspected of having fired at least two rounds from a handgun during an argument with two other people. The standoff occurred after officers, who had established a perimeter, failed to initially make contact with Geeter. Sheriff's deputies responded to a burglar alarm at Lima's Pharmacy early this morning and found that someone had kicked in the door to a storage building and walked away with unmarked bottles of pills. The pharmacy owner is now very concerned that whomever stole those bottles of non-narcotic medications could have serious and negative effects if ingested, including death. The pharmacist is still doing an inventory of the stolen items. A sheriff's deputy responded to a report of trespassing at a property on Spears Avenue in Eureka on Monday morning. The property owner, who had a small cabin on site, was called by a neighbor who saw two people entering and exiting that cabin. When the deputy arrived on scene, the two suspects were in their vehicle speaking with the property owner. The driver, 30-year-old William Hillegeist of McKinleyville, yielded to the deputy, but after stepping out of his car, he dropped a baggie suspected of containing heroin and methamphetamine. A search of the car turned up 21 pounds of processed marijuana, and both Hillegeist and his 26-year-old female passenger claimed they had documentation for medical use. The female was released at the scene, and Hillegeist was arrested for possession and transportation of a controlled substance. Last week, it was Mendocino County law enforcement that saw the capture of a longtime fugitive when a convicted murderer was arrested in Mexico, and now it's the United States Marshals Service getting one of their most wanted. Marshals arrested Ed Mendoza in Santa Rosa late last week. Mendoza was convicted in 1994 for his involvement with a cocaine distribution ring, and he later jumped bail. Mendoza, now 65 years old, remained on the run until earlier this month when investigators received a tip and found him in Santa Rosa. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University, which already has established oceanography, fishery, and marine biology programs, will launch a new interdisciplinary institute for research into marine and coastal science. With established science programs already in place, including the Marine Lab in Trinidad and the research vessel Coral Sea, Director Brian Tissett said the new institute will allow for research into one of the least understood areas of coastline in the region. The Marine and Coastal Science Institute will support visiting researchers and educators, ongoing lecture series, closer ties with state and federal agencies, and provide research grants for students studying the beaches, reefs, and coastal ecosystems on the North Coast. Fortuna police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 23-year-old Danielle Nicole Brooks, also known as Danielle Bertolini, who has not been seen in more than 2 weeks and who was last in contact with her family in late January. Brooks Bertolini is considered an at-risk missing person and is an adult white female who may be in the Fortuna or Swains Flat areas. Any moment information is asked to contact law enforcement. The County Bomb Disposal Unit was called out to Winship Middle School on Saturday morning after two suspicious containers were found near the basketball courts. The two containers were rendered safe by the unit and were found to contain an acid similar to sulfuric acid, some of which had been discharged onto the blacktop. There were no injuries reported. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.